Good morning. Good to see you. It's good to be here this morning. We'll give this PowerPoint one more try. If it goes off again, I'll just shut it down. But it's good to see you. It's always good to be here in worship. Thank you so much for all that you do. This morning, I want to begin by thinking about a passage in Esther chapter 4. And I appreciate that text being read this morning. You know, we think about what this week represents. You know, we spent some time in Thanksgiving this week. We looked last week about what some of the things are we're thankful for, what I'm thankful for here, and what God's given to us. And I think about the lesson that Buddy gave Wednesday night, and he started talking about talents and you know, our abilities. And I was thinking about that, and this passage in Esther chapter 4 came to my mind. And, you know, there as Esther's having this conversation with Mordecai, and he makes this statement to her, in regard to what he's asked her to do. He's asked her to go before the king to defend her people. And he says in verse 14, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place." Although he doesn't mention God, I think the indication there is that that's what he's talking about, that God would bring deliverance from some other place. Then he goes on to say, "But you and your father's house will perish." And he ends it this way. He says, "Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" In other words, had God placed Esther in this position for this moment in time, to give her an opportunity to choose God over safety and security. And that's really what she's choosing between. She's going to put herself on the line, her safety, her family's safety, all in the service of God. And you think this morning about opportunity. We all have them. We have opportunities in life that come from just being, you know, living in our country, living in our families, from our jobs, from our education. But we also have a lot of opportunities from God. And I want to go to Matthew 25 as we think about this. And I want to spend just a little bit of time looking at this passage that Buddy brought up Wednesday night. If you'll go there, and I want to read just a little bit of what's going on. Jesus says in this parable, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to," and notice this, "to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received 5 talents went at once and traded with them and made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also, who had 2 talents, came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, just as he had to the first, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.'" Now, I want to think about what's going on here. We'll finish it up in a little bit. But just those first few verses, what do you see? Three different individuals, all given a different quantity of talents. Now, we may think of talents as money, and we'll look at that in a little bit. But really, it's an opportunity. The master is entrusting each of them with something, with a task, with an opportunity to serve. And each are expected to do what was within. Notice again in verse 15, according to his ability. What do you notice about that? That God knows what each one can handle. Now, we may get in points in our lives and we may think, well, I just can't handle this. This is too much. You ever said that to someone, maybe at a job or to your spouse or to parents? Said, you're just asking too much of me. And maybe at times they are. But have we ever approached God with that? That's just too far, God. You're asking too much of me. I can't give that up. It's too important to me. And yet what you realize here is that God knows us so well. He knows our limits. You know, you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And you notice again what Paul says, and I know he's talking about temptation, but I think there's an application here to what we're talking about this morning. He says in verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you, except such as common to man. God is faithful and will not let you be tempted beyond what? Your ability. But with the temptation will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. You notice there again, now we know God doesn't put temptation in front of us. James makes that clear, right? God cannot be tempted with evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But God sets limits on temptation. We think about Job and how Satan came before God to ask to tempt Job. God wasn't the one doing the tempting, but he allowed Satan to tempt to a certain point. You remember each time he cut Satan off. You can tempt him and you can take away these things up to his physical life. You can't take that. Or you can't harm his body the first time. And then the second time he says you can't take his life. Why did God set those limits? Because God knew who Job was. He knew how much Job could handle and could not. And so God set a point there that you can't go beyond this. You know, Jesus says that God knows us so well that he even knows the number of hairs on our head. Now for some of us, that's decreasing. But God knows that, right? He knows us so intimately. And so he knows our abilities. And when you think about these three young men, or three older men, I don't know. But these three men, God knows them so well that he knows how much they can handle and cannot. And so he doesn't put more on them than should be expected of them to fulfill. And so we think about our own talents, our own gifts in our lives. Are we using those talents, those opportunities, those abilities that God has given to us? Are we using those things for God? Are we making the best use of those? You think about what is a talent, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. You know, we most often think about talents as a skill, right? You say somebody's really talented. Somebody's a really talented artist. Well, what do we mean? Well, they have an acumen for artistry, right? They can paint, they can sculpt, they can do those things. That's typically how we think about talents. Now, of course, in the parable, that's not what's really going on. This is a form of currency. It's a form of currency just like we have today with dollar bills and coins. This was a type of coin that would be given. It was a former weight or unit of currency used especially by ancient Romans and Greeks. And so it would have been something that the audience that Jesus is speaking to would have known really well. But are either of those really what God's trying to get at? That's my point. I don't think really either of those are what God's really driving at. I think the point here more is opportunity to serve. God's put before them an opportunity to serve Him. And so what comes before them is a choice. A choice about what they'll do with what God has put in front of them. I like this quote by Irma Bombeck. She states about her own life. She says, "When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me." Now, when you and I consider our lives, can we make that statement? Are we using every opportunity for the benefit of God? You know, we look around this morning, and there are a lot of talented people here. Now, you may not realize that, but there are a lot of opportunities God has set before you to serve. Think about the things you see. What about all the wonderful Bible teachers that we have here? People who can teach the younger children all the way up to the adult classes. And the wonderful job that you can do, the ability you have in front of you. What about those of us who can lead singing, the men here who have that ability, who God's given you the ability to lead singing? Are you utilizing that? Those who have the ability to preach, those who have the ability to serve. I think this morning about the fellowship meal, we have a lot of amazing cooks here who can prepare food. Are we using that to the best of our ability? Are we putting that food in front of people who really need it? Are we utilizing this gift of God you've received in order to reach out to others in the congregation, in our community? Are we using our abilities to their most potential? We have those here who work in the medical community. Not an opportunity I've had. I'm not a good cook. I can't lead singing. There's other things I can do. There are a lot of people here who can fill those roles. Are we utilizing those opportunities to the best of our abilities? You think again about what we read earlier. And in the Word of God, we can read about a lady who had an opportunity set before her, Esther. Who had a challenging opportunity nonetheless. You think again about what Mordecai is saying to her. He says, "Yet possibly for this moment you've been put here in this position." You remember Esther. Esther is queen now. And she's been put in this place by King Ahasuerus. And one of the decrees that had been established was that anyone who came before the king, if they were not received by the king by lowering his scepter, then their life had become in mortal danger. Now, one queen has already been removed by the king. Would Esther become number two? And that's really what's set before her in that moment. And so she has to make a life and death decision about what she'll do with this opportunity. It's interesting what Mordecai says to her. He says, before he gets to the last part there, he says, whether you do this or not, and I'm paraphrasing, in verse 14, he says, help will arise for the Jewish people. God will bring help from somewhere. Now, it may not be Esther. If she chooses not to do this, then it will come from somewhere else. It will come. But what is in front of Esther is, what will she do with the opportunity she has? For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But for you and your house, your father's house will perish. And who knows, or yet who knows, whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther has an opportunity. We in our lives have opportunities. Opportunities to serve God. Opportunities to serve the church and the Word of God. Are we looking for those opportunities? Sometimes if we take those opportunities, we can have serious, or we can make serious change in the life of others. We can be the kind of change others need in their lives. A lot of us in here who owe a great debt of thanks to someone else because they spoke up about Jesus to us. Someone shared the Word of God with us. They took an opportunity that God had laid upon them, and they had utilized it. And because of that, we can now call ourselves Christians. Are we looking for those opportunities? In a few weeks, our family's going to go to Disney World. And the kids are excited about it. We're excited about it. I'm reminded about it every time there's a payment that comes up. But when you think about Disney, what do you think about it? You know, it's the most wonderful place on earth where dreams come true, right? Walt Disney has done a wonderful job, or did a wonderful job in his life, about creating this atmosphere where dreams can happen. And you think about Walt Disney, though, that didn't happen overnight. He had to sacrifice to make his dream come true. He had to take a risk. And you think about Esther. What is Mordecai asking her to do but to take a risk? Walt Disney, the first time he tried to establish a park, it failed. He and his brother got involved, and in 1921, he had faced so many challenges and setbacks that he was forced to dissolve his first animation company. And at one point, he couldn't pay his rent and survive by eating dog food. You ever look down at the dog's dish and said, that looks good, right? I'm thankful. It brings to my mind, you know, the prodigal son who's slopping hogs and dreaming about eating the slop, right? That's a desperate time in your life when you're eating dog food. And yet it worked out in the end, right? Because he's willing to take a risk. Are we willing to take risk in our lives? Are we willing to risk a conversation, an uncomfortable conversation with someone about their spiritual condition? Are we willing to risk even a relationship to discuss with someone about what Jesus did for them? A few weeks ago, Brother Whitaker was with us and challenged us in our own personal Bible studies. Challenged us to reach out, to look for those opportunities to share the Word of God with those in our families, those at our places of business, those in our friendship groups, those at our schools. And he challenged us to step out there and to begin to talk to people about the Word of God. And people have been baptized because of that. Because people have been willing to take risk. I like this quote. God didn't add another day in your life because you needed it. He added it because someone out there needs you. You think about our life and the influence we have on others, the abilities we have to make change in the life of others. In Matthew 28, 19, Jesus told the disciples to go. And the idea there about this term go from the Greek is as you are going, as you are living your life, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This idea about taking those chances, those risks in sharing the Word of God. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to get to the end of our lives and to think about all the wasted opportunities we've had? I think about 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul is writing to Timothy, his young son in the faith, and he knows he's preparing to end his journey. His life is almost over. He phrases it this way. He says, I am being poured out like wine on the altar, right? We sing that song. I'm being poured out like wine upon the altar. Paul says, I'm being poured out. What did he mean by that? He had invested himself so much in the lives of those around him. He was influencing them. In the end of the book of Acts, as you get to the last chapter, and it's talking about Paul's imprisonment, and one of the things it says there is that Paul spent all his time in Bible study, in serving God. Again, he says to Timothy, I'm being poured out. He is pouring himself out in the opportunities God had given him. Are we pouring ourselves out into the opportunities God's given us? Go back to Matthew 25. And, you know, when we look at 23 and earlier, and we're looking at those two servants who brought back, you know, they multiplied what they'd been given. The text tells us that the master said, enter into the joy. You get to verse 24 and the picture changes. The one who received one talent comes forward and he says, Master, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown, gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was mine, my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness, in the place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You've got this servant, and he comes before the master, and he admits. He says, I was afraid. I was afraid. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of what you're going to do to me. So here you go. I don't want your talent. There it is back. It's in your hands. Do we think we will escape God's anger if we just ignore what he's given us? Will fear cause us to not act? Will it cause us to lose out on the opportunities God has provided us and continues to? Are we living a life that is purposeful? And I don't mean just any purpose, but are we living a life that is God-directed, that is living up to the opportunities God has given us? Perhaps, yet for this moment, maybe you are created for and placed here. Are we praying for those opportunities? Are we praying to be able to see those opportunities? This morning, you have an opportunity that's set before you. It's another one of God's opportunities, his divine opportunities, to obey the gospel. If you're not a child of God and you've come this morning, let me encourage you to really consider what God's purpose for your life is. When Jesus died on the cross for you and for all mankind, he set before you a purpose, an opportunity. An opportunity to become his child. This morning, there would be nothing that would please God more than for you to obey the gospel. This morning, would you like to do that? We'd love to help you in that. Maybe you're a child of God who has been ignoring God in your life. You've been ignoring his purpose for your life. If there's sin in your life, I encourage you to really consider your life in the eyes of God. Do you need to ask for forgiveness? We're here to help you in that, here to help you in any way that we can. We beg you, urge you, don't leave this morning in a condition where you don't know your eternity. If we can help in any way, please come as together we stand and sing.